100 years ago, all was right with our world. Prosperity and peace filled our days. The four nations, water, earth, fire, and air nomads lived amongst each other in harmony. Great respect was afforded to all those who could bend their natural element. The Avatar was the only person born amongst all the nations who could master all four elements. The Avatar kept balance in the world. And then 100 years ago, he just disappeared.
Hello, Now Playing listeners. Stuart here with a very important message for this holiday season. Each year, our podcast celebrates the cinematic arts by exploring the joys and struggles of various film franchises. But as you know, some movie series aren't as lucky as the ones you like to watch. Their individual installments are plagued with unbelievable plot twists. They make unnecessary drama out of bird droppings landing in community pools or wind blowing through the trees. They leave their child stars out in the cold to flail in cloying, highly degrading moments of sentimentality. These movies need your love so badly. Won't you please help? With just a small donation to Now Playing, you can hear Jacob, Arnie, and myself give tough love and career guidance to the sad little films of M. Night Shyamalan. This week, Night dealt it, we smelt it, we get a big whiff of The Last Airbender. Take a listen to a small clip of the show.
And this is Jacob, the host who believes in his recommends as much as he believes in his beliefs, which is greater than or equal to the amount that you believe in your beliefs. That is almost word for word dialogue in this movie. I'm not that much of an exaggeration.
Knight has finally found his purpose, working for Nickelodeon. I said it on the first damn show. After Wide Awake, he should have been directing green slime on the heads of small children. He had all of the talent, I believe, to make broad comedies for 12-year-olds. He was good with Haley Joel. Maybe this is it. Maybe kids entertainment is finally a place where he can excel.
I'm going to say no because I'm a fan of Avatar The Last Airbender. I've seen the kids' version. It is so much superior to this.
This was a surprise. Now, I always turn up for Shyamalan, but when I heard this was being made, I just was like, that's a terrible title. That's all I could focus on. I'm like, Airbender, that sounds like a euphemism for farting. I just ate Taco Bell, and now I'm the last Airbender. I'm going to clear out this room. But this was a hit that somehow just escaped me. It is a Nickelodeon cartoon that ran from 2003 to 2008.
And I knew about the cartoon. When the movie Avatar came out, I thought it was going to be based on the cartoon.
I thought that too. I'm like, James Cameron's adapting this cartoon. I love, that's awesome.
I'd never seen the cartoon, but I was plugged in enough with pop culture and going to conventions and everything that Avatar The Last Airbender was everywhere. And so I was really confused because this movie came out in 2010. Avatar came out in 2009. So then I started getting the movies confused because this was going to be called Avatar The Last Airbender. Because James Cameron's movie made $1 billion, they decided to drop the Avatar from the title so that they aren't made fun of for quote unquote stealing the title despite coming first. And then when this movie did come out, though, I had no clue M. Night was involved. I didn't see his name on the ads. All I knew is I saw some movie that looked hokey and whitewashed. Didn't Keanu Reeves also have like a kung fu movie right around this time?
47 Ronin, which I, in my review, would call 47 Yawns.
Yeah, so these two movies kind of got mixed up in my head. I actually put The Last Airbender disc in thinking we were going to watch a Keanu film this week. So that's all I knew.
This is different for Knight, right? He doesn't adapt other people's stories. He had been offered things in the past and said, no, I am a creative genius.
Harry Potter, I heard him say that was one that was offered to him. He could have killed that franchise.
Yeah, he could have written Kingdom of Crystal Skull, and who knows? Could it have been worse? I think so.
This is M. Night at his low point, I think, because as we've been going through these movies, I'll watch interviews. How does he justify Lady in the Water? How does he stand up to the criticism of The Happening? And especially with Lady in the Water, he's like, oh yeah, Hollywood just throwing all their franchises at me. I don't want that. I want to do my own thing. But here he is, doing a franchise. I think he needed someone else just to hire him, just needed some work. He blames it all on his daughter. His daughter dressed up as Katara, and he's like, oh, what is this thing you're into? And it was Avatar The Last Airbender, which I guess this film took so long. You said the cartoon ended in 2008. They had only done 2 seasons when he started working on this film. He was really excited that he might influence the direction of the TV show.
Yeah, Knight, stop taking direction from your children. I mean, Lady in the Water should have taught you, if nothing else, that maybe bedtime stories are not where you need to go here.
No, Stuart. The cartoon is great. It's emotional. It's funny. Yeah, it's starring a bunch of kids, but it doesn't feel like a kiddie cartoon. It feels like a Lord of the Rings where they're happy and traveling around doing kung fu and doing magic stuff. This tells me who M. Night is when he takes a property and how is he going to adapt that? What does he think is important? This is going to tell me a lot about his abilities.
Yeah, well, once I found out it was source material elsewhere, I did try to track it down with the naive belief that I could just binge watch the whole thing in preparation for this show.
They've pulled it off everything. It used to be on Amazon Prime. It used to be on Netflix. It's all pulled from there now.
Yeah, but 61 episodes, half hour episodes they may be, I don't have that kind of time. I was able to get 4 episodes in, which is about 15 minutes of this movie, is about the sum total of what was covered in the show. I got a sense of the flavor. It is, I just want to put it out there, it does feel geared towards kids. There's a lot of slapstick, there's a lot of goofiness, and some of the dialogue is stilted.
It evolves, though. Even in the first season, which is probably the weakest season, because it does feel very episodic before they really knew where the story was going, but there are some great reveals and family twists and all that throughout the series. First season is the weakest of the three.
Yeah, my understanding is if I had given it more time, I would have seen that it takes some really heavy adult Eastern philosophy ideas and introduces them in a way that kids can contemplate stuff about reincarnation and what have you. It gets sophisticated.
Yeah, you'll find out Aang, they call him Aang in this movie. We've got a whole Constantine situation going on now.
It rhymes with wrong.
Yes. But yeah, you find out he's had all these past lives and he's shocked that he finds out he was a woman once. So yeah, you have all these kind of subversive ideas of gender bending and all that kind of thing in this kid's cartoon, which made it really neat.
Such awful filmmaking, but you can make a difference. Ensure that all of Shyamalan's travesties receive much needed holiday cheer when you head over to nowplayingpodcast.com, click the banner at the top of the page, and follow those instructions on how to become a gold level donor. Your $30 contribution motivates our hosts to complete 11 podcast reviews of Knight's creatively malnourished thrillers, fairy tales, and horror movies. And as a special thank you, we will also include 5 additional podcasts covering the erratic genius of another noted genre filmmaker, Dario Argento. His Three Mothers trilogy contains a horror classic, Suspiria, as well as a forgotten middle child, Inferno, and much hated Mother of Tears. You'll get all 3 of those shows, as well as a review of the 2018 Suspiria remake starring Tilda Swinton, and Phenomena, a movie that took away Jennifer Connelly's dignity and her finger. All 5 shows, that is our 2018 Silver Level series, will be bundled with the Shyamalan Gold Level shows when you pledge $30 or more to Now Playing this season. I speak for everyone here when I say thank you so much for letting us know that you care about ad-free, independently produced podcasting. Your contribution helps ensure that we can continue to provide free content on a weekly basis throughout 2019 and beyond. Much love, much gratitude. I'll talk with you soon.
We must leave immediately. He wants to fight you so he can capture you, Zuko. Walk away!
Your support helps keep Now Playing on the air.
There are reasons each of us are born. We have to find those reasons.
The opinions expressed on Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Venganza Media Incorporated.
It's time we show the Fire Nation that we believe in our beliefs as much as they believe in theirs.
Venganza Media Incorporated is not affiliated with, and this podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created the film analyzed herein.
For a moment, I had my honor back.
All movie clips and music included in this podcast are the intellectual property of their respective copyright holders. They are included here for the purpose of review, and no infringement is intended.
I don't think that's a good idea. We started a rebellion.
Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of and may not be used without the express written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
You didn't tell me that.
You didn't ask.
Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2018, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.
I probably should get home. I'll be worried.